With winter behind us and the first signs of spring emerging, with the daffodils and the snowdrops, it's time to catch up with our local mayor for the first time this year. So it's another warm welcome to the current mayor of Runnymede, Councillor Shannon Says Marshall. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Andy. It's lovely to be back having a chat.
I'm aware that January and February, they're quiet months for mayoral activities. However, you have seen the signing of the Armed Forces Covenant, been planting cherry trees in Virginia Water, and there has been the Runnymede Civic Award. So let's start with the Runnymede Council and that signing of the Armed Forces Covenant at the beginning of January. Now, the Armed Forces, I know, is very close to your heart. However, what does this mean for Runnymede?
So the Armed Forces Covenant is there to recognise the unique relationship that civilians have with our armed forces. And it's never really been a written thing before. It's always been an acknowledgement because so many people used to have military people in their families. And so therefore, within society, there was that understanding of what armed forces families go without or the difficulties that they might face through their service, which civilians don't. So armed forces move every 2 years, sometimes every 3 years, but they're constantly on the move and they change school and they change dentists. And actually, they're quite disadvantaged by their service in a way. So the Armed Forces Covenant is a way of making sure that they're not disadvantaged. Some might say that it's giving them special treatment, but quite honestly, the armed forces make a big sacrifice in their families and themselves personally. And it's just a way of recognising that and putting a framework in place to make sure that us in the council at Runnymede are recognising that service. And when a forces family come to live with us, we can assist them because we know that they've not moved for any other reason apart from the fact that the MOD have given them a new post and their new post might be in Runnymede.
And the hospital here at St Peter's in Ashford, the Foundation Trust, they also have signed a similar covenant. So it's there to help, the, as you say, the armed forces. Now, I mentioned spring is in the air and you had the honour of planting special cherry trees in the borough. Do tell us more.
I know, that was lovely. You know, there's some things you always want to do as the mayor, and one of them was plant some trees. And that had been off my tick list for a while. So I was delighted when the UK-Japanese project that's being spearheaded by the Japanese embassy in the UK, they have donated so far 7,500 flowering cherry trees. It's called the Sakura Project. And they've given us 10 trees of varying white and pink blossoms that have been planted at the George V playing fields in Virginia Water. And I went along with some officers from Runnymede Borough Council and our MP to plant those trees.
Will they blossom this year or is it going to take a few years for them to develop?
Oh, I think it will take a few years. It was just like planting a stick, really. I shouldn't say that, but there was no greenery involved at all. But yes, it felt a little bit like putting sticks in the ground. And the big secret is that I didn't really plant them. If you look very closely at the picture, I'm just shoveling a little bit of earth on the top. So I feel I was a little bit cheated there, but a proper professional made sure that those young trees are all ready to go.
So they will look great for the future there, as you say, in the George V playing fields in Virginia Water. Now, recently at Fox Hills, there was the Runnymede Civic Awards. Now, they're made up of three categories covering the arts, the sports and fitness and the community. And I believe they're awards that spotlight people who make a difference to the borough. So how did the evening go?
It was absolutely tremendous and we are so lucky. We've got some great people here living in Runnymede and they provide all sorts of services that you might not even think about. For the sports award, we have that wonderful judo club at Thorpe Green called Core Judo. And a young man who used to be a Team GB competitor is now one of the coaches there. So he won the Coach of the Year. In the arts group, we had many young artists, including a young woman who had painted her head teacher. And the picture was so good that it was put on the exam syllabus nationally as a kind of example, you know, a frontispiece. So she was a very talented young lady. And in the community, we're so much to talk about. But we did have the dementia carer support, which is for people whose loved ones have dementia. For those of you who are listening who have got a little bit of experience as that, your social life decreases as that disease progresses. And here within Runnymede, we do have something that is a social club for the carers, and you can bring your person, your loved one, along with you, but it's really there for you to talk about things, so they were recognised as well.
As you say, the awards are for people whose efforts probably go a little bit unsung. And always at awards, there's usually a little bit of a surprise or a special award. Was there such an award?
Yes, there was. We had a bravery award. Now, you might have to cast your mind back to a news item where there was a building site in Reading, and there was a 90-foot crane, and somehow the crane operator managed to rescue a colleague off a burning building, and there were huge plumes of smoke. Basically, this man risked his life to save another man's life. He'd been told to get out of the crane, and yet he could see a man was there in peril. And his name was Glenn Edwards. We gave him a special award to recognise that altruistic personality that is something very special that you don't see very often. And I was very glad to meet that man.
And obviously he's a resident of the Runnymede Borough.
Yes, he certainly is a resident.
Finally, let's turn to your spring charity ball. It's for your two nominated mayoral charities, taking place on Saturday the 16th of March. So what's planned for that evening?
Oh, it's going to be such a fun evening. I have to say that we're selling the tickets like hotcakes, and we certainly are, because it's not going to be a networking event. It's going to be a fun party. So I have a band coming. One of the members of the band is from Manfred Mann. Some of you might remember that. I have a very talented young woman who's going to be playing an electronic violin. I have an illusionist. We also have the wonderful chefs at Wentworth cooking for us. So we have a three-course dinner. Piece de resistance, the mayoral speech.
Of course. That's the cherry on the top of the trifle, as always, isn't it? You've mentioned Wentworth, so that I'm assuming it's the Wentworth Golf Club that's the venue?
Yes, in the ballroom there.
That's fantastic. So if people are interested and would like to consider getting tickets, what's the best way of getting in touch?
Oh, there's many ways of getting in touch. So you can get in touch with my office, which is the.mayor@runnymede.gov.uk. Or if you read the Runnymede Life magazine, there's a QR code in there. Or just get in touch with the council offices and they will put you in the right direction. Tickets are £99. It's a black tie event.
Very smart indeed, as I would always expect. So let's say it's always good to hear about those different events that you take part in your very busy schedule. And as always, we appreciate the time you're giving us here at Radio Way as we follow you through your mayoral year. So once again, Madam Mayor, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Andy. Always a pleasure.